Human rights organizations and legal experts agree that if South African authorities follow to the letter the South African Constitution Act 108 of 1996, the Immigration Act 13 of 2002, and the Refugees Act 130 of 1998, Zimbabweans and other foreign nationals in South Africa would not experience the current challenges of unlawful arrests, illegal detentions, and irregular deportations. They want the government to ensure that the South African police and the immigration officials fully comply with these three pieces of legislation when dealing with both documented and undocumented foreign nationals. Tandeka Duma, an attorney at the Lawyers for Human Rights, says police should refer all immigration matters to the Department of Home Affairs. She also wants detained foreign nationals to be treated with respect and dignity as the law prescribes. Duma is urging authorities at the Lindela Repatriation Center to allow more human rights organizations and civil society organizations access to monitor the center and consult with detainees. She is also calling on the South African government to find alternatives to immigration detentions.
Canada, Australia and Belgium employ alternatives to detention such as reporting conditions, bail or bond, designated residence and community assessment and placement. And there's no reason why South Africa should not start moving towards them.
She also insists that thorough verification procedures must be put in place to avoid detaining and deporting asylum seekers. Duma also urges the courts to take stern measures to ensure that the Department of Home Affairs implements orders granted in favor of migrants and refugees.
The court should hold the Department of Home Affairs officials personally accountable for contempt of court when the department does not carry out court orders.
South African-based Zimbabwean legal expert Daniel Molokele agrees.
We can even work with Lawyers for Human Rights to come up with a court action forcing the relevant departments and government to take urgent action if the rights of Zimbabweans are being abused, because we live in a country that has got one of the best constitutions in the world.
Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition board member Togo Mache calls on Zimbabweans in South Africa to see the need of being properly documented. However, she's urging the Zimbabwean embassy in Pretoria to take the first initiative by rolling out a registration campaign to provide its citizens with birth certificates, identity documents and passports. Mache condemns the tendency of requiring undocumented Zimbabweans to go back to Zimbabwe and obtain birth certificates. She says it's unwise and fruitless.
Actually, it's an exercise in futility to say that you go back to Zimbabwe to get a birth certificate and then you come and get documented here. And some of those people had everything bent or lost. So they should enable people. And enabling people means that certain corners are cut. It's people who are in circumstances where we need measures that are special.
She urges the South African government to roll out the second phase of documenting those Zimbabweans who missed out in the first phase that was closed on December 31st, 2010. However, Home Affairs Director General Mkusela Pleni says that's a big no.
It will never happen again. We were clear to say this is what we have. It was at that point and it comes to an end. That will never happen.
Pleni says his department will do its best to make sure foreign nationals enjoy all the rights granted to them by the South African Constitution. He warns foreign nationals that if they come to South Africa illegally, they will be arrested and deported. Apleni says the department is also working flat out to eradicate corruption within its ranks to ensure that rights of foreign nationals are not trampled by some corrupt officials. He urges those who are forced to pay bribes in order to get services to report such officials to the management through the department's free toll numbers 0800 20 44 76 or 0800 60 11 90. He says his department is currently working on a new legislation to improve its immigration controls. If the new legislation comes into effect, refugees reception centers will be located at the ports of entry, and those caught in the country without proper documents could spend up to 4 years in jail. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo. We will conclude our series tomorrow when we ask political and economic analysts to give their perspectives on the possible solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabweans in South Africa.